This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. State lawmakers have the next month off to put together legislation before resuming their session in mid-February. Majority Democrats say helping people and businesses affected by the pandemic will be their major focus. They say they also plan to address transportation funding and climate change. The state will dismantle one of its three overflow medical facilities built to treat COVID-19 patients. Emergency management officials say the space at the Colorado Convention Center in Denver will come down by late March. The care site has not been used, and health officials say they expect Colorado to have enough hospital capacity going forward. Two overflow facilities will stay in place for now, one in Westminster and the other in Pueblo. New land at the Florissant Fossil Beds National Monument west of Colorado Springs will help with fire mitigation in the region. KRCC's Mike Purcell has more.
An anonymous local landowner gifted the 280-acre parcel, which was officially added in December. Park Superintendent Therese Johnson says it will help with public safety.
It's on the west side of the monument, and it improves our access in that area to manage fuels. That, of course, allows us to better contribute to the regional effort in Teller County to mitigate wildfires.
Johnson says the expansion falls outside of the ancient lake bed, so she doesn't expect to find any new fossils. The area does contain a lot of ponderosa pines. Johnson says the public, at least those experienced with maps and GPS, are welcome to enjoy off-trail hiking. I'm Mike Purcell, KRCC News.
This is CPR News.